This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 302 for Thursday, March 11th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Canola on the Intercontinental Exchange is much higher on Thursday and hitting new contract highs. Strong global demand for vegetable oils is pulling up prices after yesterday's sell-off. The May canola contract is up $24.80 at $801.50 per ton. The July contract is up $18.70 at $753.50 per ton. And new crop November is up $17.50 at $634.40. The November contract is proving to be the market leader, with its volume today well ahead of that for either the May or July contracts. There are sharp gains in Chicago soy oil, along with strong increases in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed. A stronger Canadian dollar appears to be having little effect in tempering rising canola values. The loonie is at 79.71 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 79.13. The United States Department of Agriculture released its weekly export sales report earlier today. For the week ending March 4th, old crop soybean sales are up 32% from the previous week at nearly 351,000 tons. New crop sales tally more than 213,000 tons. Soy meal export sales spiked 40% on the week with almost 262,000 tons of old crop. New crop soy meal sales are 18,300 tons. Soy oil sales are 4,900 tons. The USDA says corn export sales are up from the previous week at approximately 396,000 tons of old crop. New crop sales amount to more than 287,000 tons. Wheat export sales are up 50% from the previous week, with almost 330,000 tons of old crop. New crop sales are 31,000 tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday. The May contract is up 4 cents at 14.13.5 per bushel. May soy oil is up 1.1 cents at 54.61 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is down $2 at 404.80 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Thursday, with the May contract up 4.5 cents at 538.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady, with the May contract unchanged at 384.5. Wheat futures are weaker on Thursday. Chicago May is down a dime at 642.5. Kansas City May is down 12 cents at 604. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May is down 7 cents at 634.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, March 11th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.